Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Prodigal Tongue, The Love-Hate Relationship Between American and British English, by Lynn Murphy, narrated by Pam Ward. Chapter 1. The Queen's English, Corrupted. If there is a more hideous language on the face of the earth than the American form of English, I should like to know what it is. Baron Summers, in the House of Lords. Americans are ruining the English language. I know this because people go out of their way to tell me so. I am a magnet for such comments. An American who dares to teach English language and linguistics at a British university, and who has the chutzpah to write about American and British language differences on the Internet. But you don't need me to tell you about the wrecking ball that is American English. The talking heads of Britain have been pointing it out for years. English is under attack from American words that are mindless, ugly and pointless, infectious, destructive, and virulent. American words infect, invade, and pollute. Even Prince Charles has assessed the situation, warning that American English is very corrupting. Perhaps you had thought someone or something else was causing English's demise. Maybe it's inarticulate young people, bent on creating a future English that consists of little more than strings of so, like, kind of this and stuff. Or is technology responsible? BBC journalist John Humphreys likens text messengers to Genghis Khan. They are vandals who are pillaging our punctuation, savaging our sentences, raping our vocabulary.